Welcome to Time with Faba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 22nd, 2019, day 203. Today's topic, July 23rd, is a big day full of joy and gladness of heart for God's people. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that make you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Faba. Today's four passages are Psalm 77, verses 16 to 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 12 to chapter 7, verse 10, Romans chapter 7, verse 14 to chapter 8, verse 8, Proverbs 19, verses 24 to 25. Today's main passage is from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 7 to 10. Solomon consecrated the middle part of the courtyard in front of the temple of the Lord, and there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the fellowship offerings. Because the bronze altar he had made could not hold the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat portions. So Solomon observed the festival at that time for 7 days, and all Israel with him, a vast assembly, people from Lebanon, Hamath to the Wadi of Egypt. On the 8th day, they held an assembly, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days and the festival for 7 days more. On the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people to their homes, joyful and glad in heart for the good things the Lord had done for David and Solomon, and for his people Israel. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, you can hardly find a record of an exact day in the Bible like today's 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 10, July 23rd. It is pretty unusual. The idea must be from God that He wants the Israelites and us to remember how important is July 23rd of that year. That is a day of glory and victory. Tomorrow is July 23rd. Tomorrow is the last day of the 40-day fasting for Hong Kong initiated by me and Reverend Dr. Paul Eng. Yeah, I have in my blog messages of me and Reverend Paul through WhatsApp. It's about my discernment of the importance of fasting and not arguing, because arguing will tear apart relationship, just like the past 5 years. And then Reverend Paul Eng said he got the same feeling, and he intended to declare a fasting of 52 days but he saw my my call, and he agreed to have the same step to initiate a 40 days fasting. And I asked what day, and he said the same as you, Friday. It is until July 23rd. So today is my 39 days of fasting for Hong Kong. Tomorrow, July 23rd, will also be a big historical day for Richmond Emmanuel Church, because our council will discuss the first time on a very important motion that will surely influence the future many decades. Please pray for us. Do you have any big and important dates that make you rejoice and glad in heart? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to remember some important days that we feel joyful and glad in heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and calling have you received from today's message? Number two, what is the next one step for you to remember some important days that you feel joyful and glad in heart? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.